Please stand for the gospel. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Well, welcome to everybody to this retreat on the universal call to holiness. And as I said at the beginning of Mass, it's very appropriate that we begin this retreat with the holy sacrifice of the Mass in honor of all the saints, that sanctity, that heavenly homeland to which we are all called. And so the communion of the saints and devotion to the saints has its own very important place in our journey, our path to holiness. This is from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 828. By canonizing some of the faithful, that is, by solemnly proclaiming that they practiced heroic virtue and lived in fidelity to God's grace, the Church recognizes the power of the Spirit of holiness within her and sustains the hope of believers by proposing the saints to them as models and intercessors. So right there is a lot that we can meditate on. Okay, these faithful, notice not all of them, okay? By canonizing some of the faithful, not all of the faithful, who perhaps practiced heroic virtue themselves, who perhaps also lived in fidelity to God's grace, but by a special vocation, a special unique call from God, there are individuals who are destined by God to be recognized as having practiced heroic virtue and having been faithful to God's grace and presented to the faithful as an example, as a model and intercessor. So the first trap, I think, maybe not the first, but definitely one of them, that a soul striving for sanctity can fall into is this desire, which comes more or less from self-love, to be a canonized saint, and to be recognized by everyone as such. And in fact, they desire that not only in the next life, but already in this life. And so that when they're not recognized as a saint, they get irritated, okay? They get offended, they have difficulty with relationships, they get discouraged, and things like that. So maybe that's the first thing that we can draw from this little paragraph, is let's not worry about whether we're recognized as such by the Church, but we want to be saints recognized as such by God. Okay, that is the important thing, that God recognizes us as saints, great saints, and his intimate friends. So again, not so much not at all, the desire to be considered a saint rather than actually to be a saint, to really be holy. So the Church does, though, solemnly proclaim that some of the faithful have practiced heroic virtue. That's a necessary condition, okay, to arrive at the heights of sanctity, to practice heroic virtue. Heroic virtue is obviously different from virtue practiced in a common degree. So we're not talking about common virtue. You may be a virtuous person. You may be a virtuous person, but only to a common degree. And we need to strive for heroic virtue. That takes effort. And we're going to, of course, go into more detail about this during the conferences. But I suppose here's another question we can ask ourselves. Are we striving? Do we have the sense that we are striving, that we are fighting to become holy and to love God really with all of our strength? Or is the living out of our Christian life on a day-to-day basis more or less comfortable? We're just kind of cruising. That's not a good sign. Nobody practices heroic virtue if they're simply living comfortably, if they've got the gears on cruise control. Okay, we need to really be striving. There needs to be this sense that I am making an effort day in and day out to climb that holy mountain, to arrive at the top of Tabor with our Lord and be transfigured with him and into him. So heroic virtue lived in fidelity to God's grace, that we are always cooperating as best as we can with God's grace in our lives, his inspirations, that we are never saying no, or that's enough, or that's too much, but we're always saying yes. Wasn't it Saint Mother Teresa who made a personal, private vow never to deny our Lord anything, but to always say yes to whatever he asked? These are the saints. And these are the saints that the Church proposes to us as models. So that's another truth that we can take away from this. It's one sentence in this paragraph. We need to know the saints. We need to read their lives. By reading their lives, we can draw much inspiration to go forward when things get difficult. We can draw much, much help from their intercession. So they're not only models, but also intercessors. Reading the lives of the saints, developing a devotion to this or that particular saint whom you're inspired to pray to, and obtain graces that we need to go forward and to become the saints that God wants us to be. He does want us to become saints, and he wants us to become saints more than we do, much more than we do. And so if we do our small part, we can be guaranteed to arrive at the desired end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.